Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show, sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
Oh, good evening, everyone, and a welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. For more Indians basketball, it's the Wetumpka Indians and the Marbury Bulldogs. First the girls and then the boys here tonight. Gavin Baxley joined by Mitch Petrie. And Mitch, both of these teams right now holding on to win streaks. Girls going to be wanting to extend that here as they get the night underway in just a few minutes.
Well, and not only are the Lady Indians on a win streak, they are on just quite the run as a whole. They won all three of their games last week by an average margin of 36. So really have just been dominating on both ends of the floor, not just offensively, but defensively as well. And I know Coach Winchester is going to be looking to continue that tonight.
Three-game win streak for the girls, a five-game win streak for the boys. When we come back, we'll sit down with head coach Harriet Winchester as we get ready for tip-off between Wetumpka and Marbury on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagan in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagan and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagan understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagan is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
For power, performance, and adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Welcome back to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Gavin Baxley now joined by the head girls basketball coach, Coach Harriet Winchester. Coach, appreciate you taking the time here. What excites you about this whole matchup as you go into this one carrying a three-game winning streak?
The most exciting thing is just being back in front of our home crowd, in front of our fans. But the girls have a little bit more competitiveness in them when we play at home because we don't want to lose at home. So I think that's the most exciting thing, just knowing that they're excited to play. And I know that because we're home, they're going to play hard.
You went into last week, managed to get wins in all three games a week ago. Now you have the similar situation going into this week with three more games. What did you learn from last week about this team through what seemed to be some dominant wins?
The main thing that I learned is that we are getting better at being coached on a fly. So what our problem was previously was if we made an adjustment, it would take us 2 and 3 minutes to make an adjustment. Now when we get out of timeout, the girls are understanding that, hey, we need to make this adjustment quick, and this is getting us ready for deeper down in the season because some things may change on the flip.
Looking at this Marbury team now, first time you've seen this team this year, what do you see from them that's going to be important tonight?
I know they have some quick guards. I'm not sure about their post players, but I know our guards are going to have to work on the offensive and defensive end, just make sure they take care of the ball and make sure that they stay aggressive, attacking the goal. Because usually if we have some guards that can defend as well as Marbury, then sometimes that takes us a step back. But I think that tonight, because we have some experience, that our guards will be able to get to the goal and look inside.
Last question, just overall, what are the major keys to the game?
Keys to the game will always be our rebound them offensively and defensively, making sure that our posts touch the ball whenever we run our plays, and trying to get out and transition as fast as we can.
All right, Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's our talk with Coach Winchester. When we come back, starting lineups and tip-off on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org and the City of Wetumpka.
Back now as we get ready for tip-off between the Indians and the Bulldogs. First the girls match up, then we'll have the boys here in a little bit. For the girls, though, our Baptist Health injury report. Nothing really to report, which is always good news for this Indians team. But now we get into our keys to the game here. And Mitch, what do you got for me?
Well, I think Coach Winchester hit the nail on the head. The post play has been a huge part of the Indian success so far this season. So first key to the game is keep feeding your big women down low. Queen Ballard, Logan Banks, both averaging a double-digit point totals this season. Keep the ball going to them early and often. And then on the reverse side of that, continue to dominate the boards, both offensively and defensively, just like Coach Winchester mentioned. And talking about Queen Ballard yet again, this week's first Community Bank Athlete of the Week. She's averaging currently a double-double on the season with 11 points per game averaging and 10.5 rebounds per game. So just really dominant play from Queen Ballard early on.
Keys to the game brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. REMAX Cornerstone with Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with REMAX Cornerstone and REMAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, REMAX Cornerstone and REMAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. We're about to have our national anthem, and once that concludes, we will get to our starting lineups in just a moment on the Wetumpka Sports Network. National anthem, and now we are ready for our starting lineups brought to you by First Community Bank. For the Indians, it'll be Aaliyah Humphrey, the sophomore guard, along with Maya Richardson, the freshman guard. At small forward, the junior Layla Culpepper, with Logan Banks next to her as the power forward and sophomore. Queen Ballard rounds out the starting lineup for the Indians, the senior in Ballard. For Marbury, we don't have their starting lineups, but it's worth noting there's only seven girls on this roster for the Bulldogs, so we'll just go through all seven of them. Ja'Kyla Upshaw, Andrea Smith, Olivia Williams, Janae Williams, Caden Seaman, Zoe Alexander, and A.J. Tyus round out the roster for the Marbury Bulldogs. Their head coach is Darren Golson, and the Bulldogs currently sit with an 0-3 record to start the season, while Coach Harriet Winchester's Indians team is 9-2 going into tonight's game. We talked about in the open that it's a three-game win streak for this Indians team that they are looking to try and continue here as we get closer to another tournament coming up for them. And this Indians team has been battle-tested a little bit, but you mentioned last week, Mitch, dominated against everyone they played. Average margin of victory was 36. And when you have those kind of games, I feel like it can be a little easy to get kind of relaxed there a little bit. You have to kind of keep your foot on the gas here in what may be a better game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really easy to get complacent when you're not only winning games, but you're winning them by that margin. I mean, it's hard to have that competitive fire when you're really just blowing everybody out of the water. But if anybody can keep these girls locked in, it'll be Coach Winchester. She's done a great job with this Wetumpka Lady Indians program thus far in her career, coming into her fourth year and hoping to continue that win streak tonight, like you mentioned.
She's been impressive so far, and she's trying to continue that win streak, like you mentioned. Again, a reminder that after this game will be the boys' game as well. We'll have full coverage of that. And after this game, we'll talk with Coach Winchester to recap this one and with Coach Thomas to get ready for the boys' matchup. We are just about set for tip-off between the Indians and the Bulldogs. Wetumpka in their all-white uniforms with gold numbers, and Marbury, on the other hand, with their all-blue uniforms with block lettering that says Marbury on the front of them. White numbers here tonight. Lined up for the tip-off for the Indians, Aaliyah Humphrey going up against Caden Seaman. And Humphrey will easily manage to knock that one away and win Indians with it to start things off. Maya Richardson will pass over to Culpepper. She looks now for Humphrey, who drives inside and immediately touches one off the glass for the opening points of the night.
That was a great spin move there from Humphrey. I mean, had a defender right on her, spun out of it and shot it immediately. Just a heads-up play and good moves there from Aaliyah Humphrey.
Barbary trailing by two after the first 20 seconds of play. With it now is Zoe Alexander, who has it ripped away. In transition, they'll throw it over to Humphrey, who can't get it to go. Now a string of putback attempts. Nobody can make. Queen Ballard with another opportunity, and she manages to get it to go, possibly.
Yeah, waiting on a call from the officials. Okay, yeah, they did call the foul on the shot, so count the bucket and one opportunity coming up for Queen Ballard.
That's right. Something we've seen Queen Ballard be able to do a lot so far this season is give herself multiple opportunities. She may not always make it on the first attempt, but she continues to get her own rebounds, get another chance to make the shot, and then potentially make free throws as well like she did just a moment ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's really just eating in that paint area. She might as well buy property there because she basically owns it.
A foul called on the floor. Pardon, timeout called by Marbury. 7:16 to play in this first quarter. Indians already have a 5-0 lead after Aaliyah Humphrey had the opening basket, and then Queen Ballard with a miss, but then a putback and an and-one play. And that's what's given the Indians the early lead. Wetumpka has possession here after the timeout a moment ago from Marbury, where they had turned it over. Indians have it with Layla Culpepper back up top now. Richardson, she looks to Humphrey. Now Ballard right under the basket again and manages to drop that one. 7-0 Indians.
That was a great find there from Aaliyah Humphrey. She saw Queen Ballard with a step on her defender and then a good finish there from Ballard just to spin around and lay it up immediately.
Marbury is coming across the court, and the foul was called on the floor just as they had made it past half court. Janae Williams will inbound for Marbury. Pardon, Williams will come out. Bulldogs with it again. They do get it in play, looking for someone, but instead it's stolen away. A.J. Tyus had it before the Indians were able to rip it out. Now with it, Richardson, she'll pull a three that has a little bit too much on it and won't go. Good rebound, though, and a nice putback effort from Aaliyah Humphrey to give the Indians a 9-0 lead.
And, man, the Indians already have 4 second-chance points here in this one, something they've done well all season as Upshaw was dribbling it out of bounds, and I think she stepped on the line there. It'll be a turnover on the Bulldogs.
Nearly had it stolen away, but then ended up just losing control on her own. Humphrey will inbound. She'll give to Richardson. We're just over a minute and a half into this first quarter. It's already 9-0 in favor of the black and gold. Going around the arc here, now Layla Culpepper will pull a three. Hits the front of the rim, takes a bounce that the Indians are able to pick up. Looking inside, no, back out. Maya Richardson pulls another three that's off the mark, but Queen Ballard is there for the rebound, and she will put it in. 6 points already for Queen Ballard, or pardon, 7.
And that's the story of the game for the Indians so far, just forcing turnovers like they do right there as Upshaw just was looking for somebody in the low paint, and just chucked it over their head.
Just completely misfired a pass there into the paint, and that's what forces that turnover, like you said. Indians already with a huge advantage. Culpepper now will pull a three early in the possession that won't go. Rebound from Humphrey, pass to Ballard, can't make it. Now a second opportunity. Logan Banks gets her first points of the night, and it's 13-0 Wetumpka.
And man, the Indians just eating up that offensive glass right now. I mean, I don't even think that they've let Marbury get a shot off either. I mean, really just doing it on both ends of the court.
Ja'Kyla Upshaw brought it up court, almost lost control of it. It went off the foot of an Indian. I believe that was Aaliyah Humphrey's foot that knocked it out of bounds. And Marbury retains possession for the moment, but trapped right now is Ja'Kyla Upshaw. She finds someone in the paint who will go up and drop it in. We don't have her on our roster. We've talked with the coaches before the game. Did not get a number 5, unfortunately. So we'll have to try and adjust as best we can. Indians have it now as it's a 13-2 lead after the first 3 minutes of play. Humphrey up top, looks inside, and jumper for the Indians will go. Logan Banks from about the free throw line makes it.
That was a good shot there from Logan Banks. She's kind of gotten really comfortable with those mid-range jumpers from about 15 feet in. She's really done a good job in not only making those buckets, but getting good looks as well.
15-2 advantage. Whistle blown as Marbury had possession. And I think there was some trouble away from the ball here. 4:34 to go in the first quarter. It's 15-2 Wetumpka. Indians continuing to get off to just dominating starts in each of the last four games. Culpepper has it, looks to the near corner. She'll pass to Maya Richardson. Her pass was deflected, but right back to her. And now Humphrey back up top again. Culpepper back with it one more time from the far wing. Can't make the three. And Marbury tries to save it, ends up giving it back to Queen Ballard. Humphrey will drive inside now. She'll miss a jumper. And now there's a scramble for it that Marbury will be able to get to before it's stolen away again. Logan Banks stole it just as Marbury had picked it up off the floor and then immediately puts it in. Logan Banks with the last 6 points for Wetumpka.
And then Maya Richardson working, trying to steal that ball again. I mean, also, what a great steal there from Logan Banks. It was really heads-up play. Everybody else had started heading down the court. She stuck around for a second, and it was just enough time for her to get her hand and break up that pass and then turn it into a bucket for the Indians.
Defense has been lights out for Wetumpka in the first 4 minutes of this one. Kyla Upshaw for Marbury, trying to loop around, find somewhere to go with it. She still has yet to pass on this possession. She'll go back up top, maybe try the other way. Has a pick set. She's still doing it all by herself. Finally stolen away by Aaliyah Humphrey, but she can't keep it in favor of Wetumpka. Gave it to Seaman, who then had it go out of bounds anyway. And Wetumpka does manage to take possession out of that.
Man, the Indians just are not letting Marbury get any clean looks right now. They had one clean look that was forced by the double team.
Culpepper has a wide open look for three, but she won't take it. Pass to Aaliyah Humphrey, who just loses it. Tried to catch it with one hand. She was thinking about the shot before she had actually caught the ball. And it goes out of bounds. 17-2 Wetumpka. Marbury has possession here with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Upshaw up top. She'll pull the three, and it is no good. Logan Banks with the rebound, trying to race down court. Her bounce pass to Layla Culpepper is too far in front of her and goes out of play.
Even though that pass ended up being a turnover on the Indians, I thought it was a good look there. Maybe not to go with the bounce pass that time, but Culpepper had a step on the two defenders between her and Banks.
Upshaw has it again for Marbury, but immediately is stolen away. Here comes Aaliyah Humphrey coast to coast, going up with it. Won't make it, but she draws the foul.
And that's a huge part of Aaliyah Humphrey's game. She really likes to draw contact, especially when she's driving to the bucket, and a good job there to do so.
The foul went against number 5 for Marbury. And again, unfortunately, we don't have her name. Humphrey now shooting 2 free throws. And she will make the first. Just the second trip to the line for the Indians. Queen Ballard made it earlier off of an and-one play. And Humphrey goes 2 for 2. It makes the Indians perfect still, 3 for 3 from the stripe. 2:30 to play in the first quarter, 19-2 Wetumpka. Now a pass is stolen away here by Maya Richardson. She'll drive inside down the baseline and lay it in. Another steal for this Indians team.
And first points of the night there for Maya Richardson. She had 5 steals in that game against Chilton County on Friday night.
Marbury trying to do something with it. And a missed layup from Ja'Kyla Upshaw won't do anything good for him there. Lexi Smith had a pass go to her. She was able to save it before it went out of bounds. Just threw it off the back of one of the Marbury players there. And with 2:07 left in the quarter, Wetumpka inbounding from the baseline, launching one over to Logan Banks. Banks passing over to Culpepper. Culpepper will bounce pass to Richardson. Back to Culpepper again. And they take turns once more. Richardson up top, passing to Humphrey. Now looking at Logan Banks, who pulls a jumper that will miss. Rebound by Lexi Smith. Has her put back blocked. And then a pass over to Richardson. And a whistle blown. I think they had someone in the paint for too long there.
Yeah, didn't get a number call, though, by the official. Not exactly sure what it was there, but it'll be Marbury's ball coming the other way.
Looked to me like it was a three-second violation against the Indians. It forced a turnover. 21-2 is the score. Marbury has possession. They did just have it poked away and out of bounds, but they do retain possession for the time being. Substitutions for Wetumpka. Zaria Peak will come into the game while Maya Richardson exits, along with Logan Banks. And on the floor as well is Madison McDade, entering for the first time tonight. Marbury had a tough time inbounding. They'll try again, though. It was knocked out of bounds. Now they get it in. This one to A.J. Tyus. Going around, this is Seaman with it now up top. She'll try and fire one into some traffic there. It was knocked away by Humphrey, then picked up by Peak. Peak gives over to Humphrey, that is. She'll pull a three that is in and out, won't go. And Peak couldn't hold on to the rebound. It goes out of play. 1:09 left in the quarter.
Now we'll get a couple more substitutions here for the Indians. Kai Diller will check into this one wearing number 24 out there tonight, as will Charlisa Gibbs, as Humphrey and Culpepper take a quick rest.
Well, once again, you can't really ask for much better of a start for this Indians team. Coach Winchester has really been good about having her teams start strong in that first quarter. And then, really, for most of these games, they've been able to kind of just do that and then put it into cruise control for the last three quarters. Not quite a big enough gap to do that just yet, but it's looking pretty good so far as this pass now is stolen away. Wetumpka driving down coast to coast, and another bucket for the Indians as sliding into the wall. That was Kai Dillard who did it. Makes it 23-2 now as a foul is called against the Indians. Not sure if this was on that shot attempt or not. Marbury had driven down and then looked like they were attempting a shot, but I think they're calling this on the floor. And that shot attempt was maybe just reactionary.
Yeah, I think that's what the officials will call. Looks like Zaria Peak just kind of drew a little bit of contact beforehand, and then as a result, Marbury just kind of chucked up a shot, hoping to get something at the line.
Immediately, Wetumpka manages to take it away again. Zaria Peak has it under the basket, but she will lose it. It goes out of bounds, and Marbury takes possession again. Well, Wetumpka has forced a lot of turnovers, but they've also had plenty of their own, or otherwise this 23-2 lead would be even bigger.
Yeah, absolutely, and I definitely think that coming out of this quarter, Coach Winchester will definitely try to get her team to clean that up a little bit.
Marbury trying to hold on to possession here. They passed over to Janae Williams, and she looked like she had stepped out of bounds, but actually she was shoved, according to the officials. Charlisa Gibbs called for a foul. Marbury inbounding, 15 seconds on the clock in this first quarter. A pass is picked off here by Lexi Smith. She'll try and take it to the rack, and she does. First points for Lexi Smith here in the final moments of this quarter. Marbury's not going to be able to get another shot off here as the first quarter wraps up. 25-2, a dominant showing for the Lady Indians here after the first 8 minutes on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io. 105.9 105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Davin Baxley, Mitch Petrie here at Wetumpka High School. The Indians leading it over Marbury in this girls matchup, 25-2 after the first quarter, and second quarter now underway with Lexi Smith having it passing to Kai Dillard. They'll look inside here as a shot is deflected from the hand of Charlisa Gibbs. Indians had it for a moment. Now finally Marbury comes away with it. Ja'Kyla Upshaw trying to race down court and do it all herself, but it doesn't work out too well for her. It's knocked out of bounds there. Last touched by Upshaw, and Wetumpka retains possession.
And again, this Indians defense, they might be up by 23 points right now, but they are still fighting tooth and nail, trying to keep Marbury from getting anything going, which they've done successfully so far.
Wetumpka with it again. Now going up for the shot there was McDade, and she draws a foul. McDade will head to the free throw line here with a 25-2 advantage over Marbury after just the first 30 seconds of this second quarter.
And this is really something we've come to expect from this Lady Indians team so far this season, as the first free throw off the mark there for McDade. They've gotten off to a jumping start in all their games as of late, having taken at least a double-digit lead in the first quarter in each of their last three games.
Led 25-8 against Chilton County in their last matchup, and managed to one-up that a good bit. They did have that dominating win over Elmore County as both free throws are missed. A great putback, though, for Wetumpka. Kai Dillard able to go over and get it and still put it in. 27-2, Wetumpka leads. Marbury with it again now as a shove is going to be called against A.J. Tyus. Or pardon, no, a travel. Looked like she had put the elbow out, but I guess she walked before that.
Yeah, maybe a couple of things going wrong for the Bulldogs on that possession.
1 minute into this second quarter as the Indians look inside for someone, but it is knocked out of bounds. Trying to find Kai Dillard there under the basket. Or pardon, that was Gibbs they were looking for. Now Dillard will inbound. She'll give over to Merkerson entering for the first time. A shot attempt is missed from Kai Dillard, and Marbury now coming down court with Ja'Kyla Upshaw, who goes up for it and will not make it, but she does draw a foul there. I believe that one goes against Aaliyah Humphrey. No, it'll go against Merkerson instead.
Yeah, and Indians out here currently with a small ball lineup. They don't have a big man out there, so it's a little bit tougher to defend that paint when you're missing some of that height advantage that you generally tend to see this Indians team have.
First free throw will miss there for Ja'Kyla Upshaw. She's held on to the ball the most of anyone for this Bulldogs team. She just scored her first point of the night with that made free throw, and it makes it 27-3. Lexi Smith now will Euro her way down the paint, will miss the shot as it toilet bowls out. Dillard has it now and passing back up top. Smith pulls a three that will not go. Good rebound effort again, though, and Kai Dillard makes it. Boy, Kai Dillard was able to get two rebounds there off of misses from Smith, who couldn't get the second chance, but Dillard did. Now Smith steals it away. She'll go up for it, lay it in, and draw the foul.
And although sometimes things aren't always super efficient for Lexi Smith, man, she is such a great defender, always getting quite a few steals and usually a few blocks to go with it in the box score. She's just been all over the court for this Indians team.
And one free throw for Smith will go off the back iron and miss. And it'll remain 31-3 here with 6:27 left in the second quarter. Smith, a transfer from Edgewood, who appears to me to have kind of had to adjust to what's a higher tempo pace in 6A basketball. compared to that of AISA, and no disrespect to that level at all, but the speed here is something that definitely takes adjusting to, and interested to see kind of how she develops as this season goes on.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's playing some great defense, just hasn't necessarily gotten the offensive efficiency that she wants, but we know she can do it as she gets another steal there.
Smith here with back-to-back steals. Now she passes over, and a made shot from Lillian Welburn gives her her first points of the night, and now a 33-3 lead.
And already seven Indians having scored a point in this one. Lexi Smith steals it and lays it up and in again.
That is the fourth straight possession now. Lexi Smith just stole it away for the fourth straight possession of Marbury. And now Wetumpka with another chance, but they can't take advantage. Pass to Welburn is tipped and out of bounds. But my goodness, what a defensive effort there from Smith. Four steals in the last four possessions for Smith.
She might be on pace for a point steal double-double. I mean, she's just, anytime Marbury has tried to pass the ball, Lexi Smith is right there.
That was some impressive work from the junior guard. Marbury just trying to get up court for the first time in at least the last 2 minutes here. They finally do. Zoe Alexander is trapped. Layla Culpepper manages to poke it away and steal it. And here come the Indians again. Looking for Ballard near the paint. They'll go back up top to Aaliyah Humphrey, who steps in, pulls a jumper from the wing that won't cash. And Marbury gets the rebound. Zoe Alexander had it for a moment, lost it. Ballard trying to rip it away. Jump ball called in favor of the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and again, Indians just, I mean, they are up 32 points right now, but you would expect this to be a tie game with the type of defense they're playing right now.
Timeout is called as Marbury just has to find something here. It has been a rough start for the Bulldogs at this point, as Wetumpka's defense, like you just mentioned, I mean, they're playing like they're down right now, but it's interesting to see a team who's leading by 32 early on, but they are continuing to apply a full court press at some points in this opening part of the game here. And really, I mean, you cannot have a better showing defensively than what we've seen here at the start of this game.
I mean, no, not at all. And I mean, I would even argue that this offensive showing is also some of the best that the Indians have put together all season. You've missed a couple of baskets here and there, but when you pair the steals and you turn them into points, I mean, it's hard for this Marbury team to do anything.
The one concern I would have if I was Coach Winchester right now has been the turnovers. There's been a little bit of that here for this Indians offense, although they have certainly managed to force plenty of them defensively. Travel is called against Caden Seaman. She was lucky she wasn't called for a backcourt violation. She caught it in the front court and then ran back, and I guess the refs kind of just let her get away with that one, but the walk was too much. Indians with it again. Culpepper will pull a three that misses. Good rebound and a great putback there for the Indians. That was Aaliyah Humphrey who managed to get the putback.
And the Indians, nobody's really dominating on offense. You have five Indians with 6 points, and Queen Ballard has seven. So just everybody getting involved early and often.
Zoe Alexander will pass to Upshaw. Upshaw looping around, looking for someone in the paint. Finds Zoe Alexander, who tumbles to the ground. Passes to Janae Williams, who misses a shot well off the backboard there. And the Indians in transition manage to quickly get another bucket. Layla Culpepper this time.
Now that marks eight Indians that have scored in this one, with Culpepper getting her first points tonight.
39-3, Wetumpka leads with just over 4 minutes left in this first half. Marbury having a tough time getting it across midcourt. They finally do to A.J. Tyus, who overhand throws one to Jakyla Upshaw. Now back with it again is Alexander to Upshaw, losing control of it, manages to recover for the moment. She'll try and loop around, racing down the baseline, and just ran a lap around the arc there. And a foul is called against Wetumpka. Well, that was bizarre. Jakyla Upshaw had it up top and then ran all the way around under the basket to every corner of the front court there. And then at some point along the way, I suppose Layla Culpepper maybe made some contact with her, and a foul is called there for an alleged shove.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I'm not necessarily sure what that foul call was, but Upshaw not able to find anything despite taking a lap around the whole floor.
Zoe Alexander has it. She will pass over to AJ Tyus, who pulls a shot off her back foot that is off the mark. 39-3 now as Wetumpka sets up another play. Richardson with it. She'll step up, pull a three, and again will not go. Queen Ballard with a rebound that can't get a friendly roll there, but Lexi Smith now able to save it before it goes out. Here comes Aaliyah Humphrey now, who dishes it over to Dillard. Or pardon, that's Logan Banks, who went up for it, made the bucket, and she'll draw the foul.
Yeah, she will. And one opportunity coming up here for Logan Banks. She's got 8 points right now in this one.
Well, she's looking for her ninth point here with 3:06 to play in the first half. It's 41-3. And free throw will be off to the left there just a little bit. Marbury trying to just find some points here as they have only achieved three so far, just one in this quarter. It's Upshaw with it again. Will not pass. Finally, she has to and gives to Janae Williams. Now under the basket, a good bucket there from A.J. Tyus. It's the first made shot from the floor in this quarter. Now Wetumpka quickly trying to answer. Maya Richardson with a three that won't go. Lexi Smith with a rebound. Queen Ballard took a shot to the face there as Smith pulls a three again that won't cash either. And Marbury gets a rebound. Here comes Smith, though, from behind trying to rip it. She can't. Forces Marbury to reset for a moment. Tyus had it before a reach-in is called against Maya Richardson. High effort defense there. Unfortunately, it got a little bit too much there from Wetumpka.
Yeah, and I think that's bound to happen a little bit. When you're playing as aggressive defense as you are, trying to create this many turnovers and steals, you're bound to get a couple of foul calls going against you.
Queen Ballard came out of the game. I think she's okay, but she did take, I guess, an eye or a finger to the face or something there. She was holding her nose at one point, but sitting on the bench seems to be fine. 2 minutes left as Lexi Smith steals it away now. She will casually lay that one in as she now has 5 steals by my count in this first half. 43-5 the score now as Smith applying the pressure, stealing it away again. Her against two defenders, can't get the layup, couldn't get a call either, and Marbury back on the attack with Upshaw. Upshaw will try and drive in. A defender goes down, and she'll be called for a foul here. That is Layla Culpepper, who's the guilty party in this case. Called on the floor here with 1:34 left to go in the first half. Marbury will have to inbound from the baseline. Zoe Alexander just gets it into AJ Tyus, who tries to go up and has it deflected. Foul is called on the rebound effort, I believe, against Tyus for Marbury, and it is.
And I want to go back to that foul called on Layla Culpepper. She was trying to set her feet and draw the charge there. A real unselfish play, but wasn't able to do it in time. But if you're Coach Winchester, you love to see your defenders trying to put their body on the line and force a turnover.
Now at 1:25 left in the half, Lexi Smith had an open look for three, but she's going to pass instead back up top. And now passing over to Izzy Harwell. Lexi Smith with it again on the near corner. She'll drive down the baseline and can't make the floater. As it's now poked away by Aaliyah Humphrey, Smith picks it up and lays it in.
And double digits now for Lexi Smith, man. I think she might even be on triple-double watch. She snagged a few rebounds in this one as well. I mean, she's just really been doing it everywhere on the floor tonight.
She's on track for what appears to be a career night so far for Smith. At least for her career in black and gold. Foul was called a moment ago. And Marbury will be shooting free throws here with 53.5 left in this half. Trailing 45-5. And make it 45-6 now after that made free throw from Janae Williams. Williams, with her first trip to the free throw line, she goes 1-for-2 as she misses the second. Marbury almost had a rebound, but instead the Indians steal it away. Richardson with it. She'll take a jump shot that misses, and Lexi Smith gets the rebound. jumping, trying to find someone to pass to, and does, but a missed shot there from Izzy Harwell goes awry. Now pulling a three and missing. That was Aaliyah Humphrey. Marbury with it again in a fast break for the moment. Alexander will pass over to Williams, who loses it. And this is Harwell giving to Lexi Smith. Smith now, she'll step up, pull a three, that toilet bowl's out. Indians cannot get a three to go so far. Foul is called against Smith there as she tried to get a tie up there. First foul of the night against Smith. It will put Marbury back up to the free throw line. This is number five, who is shooting two for the Bulldogs. 45-6 now the score with 16 seconds left in the second quarter. First free throw with a jumping effort will go. And the second, not quite as fortunate. 45-7 now, Wetumpka with possession. Maya Richardson coming up court, pass to Smith. Smith now pulling a three, that one off as well. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by Janae Williams of Marbury.
And 7 seconds left on the clock here in this second quarter, so Indians going to have to be rather quick if they want to develop a shot.
Did get a pass to Banks, now looking at Humphrey. She'll pull a three that misses, and Marbury with the rebound. A whistle blown, and I think a tie-up, but the buzzer does go off. That may just end the half anyway. And I think it will. I think the refs just kind of gave up on that one. 45-7 the score after the first half. Indians dominant in the first 16 minutes. We'll have halftime coverage coming up here in just a moment. And then second half action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision 4 Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision 4 Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Gear up. up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
I want to welcome you in now to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show as Wetumpka leads it 45-7 in the girls' matchup of Wetumpka and Marbury. And it's been a dominant showing so far, but someone who's really stuck out for this Indians team has been Lexi Smith, and as we've just confirmed, she already has a double-double here tonight, Mitch.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just impressive stuff. She was the Elmore County Player of the Year last year at Edgewood, and kind of been waiting for that really big breakout performance, and here it is tonight, right before our eyes. And in addition to those 10 points and 10 steals, she's got 3 boards and 3 assists to go with it as well.
Yeah, it has been remarkable to see her, and she had that string of plays a moment ago there in that second quarter. It was 4 consecutive possessions there that Lexi was the one to steal it away, and then she managed to get a couple buckets out of that as well. Logan Banks right now with 8 points for the Indians. Aaliyah Humphrey with 6 as well. So does Queen Ballard. She has 7 so far for Ballard. A strong showing on her part as well here after the first half of play. But the one thing I mentioned it there in that first half, Indians do need to clean up their own turnovers. They may be forcing a lot, but they've been so in a hurry to take advantage of those turnovers that it seems like they're losing a little bit of control from time to time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, a couple of costly turnovers there, if it maybe were a little bit of a tighter game, just things you wouldn't really expect to turn over. And I think Coach Winchester also be looking at the foul number as well. Had a couple of unnecessary fouls in that one. I think especially putting Marbury in the bonus there at the end of the second quarter. I mean, if you're playing a team that's a little bit more competitive, that's really going to come back to bite you.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We're getting ready for the second half. When we return, we'll get to it. We've got 16 more minutes of girls basketball to come, and then we will sit down with Coach Winchester following the conclusion of this game, and then we'll also talk with Coach Thomas before the boys game tips off immediately following this one. Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. We'll be right back for the second half. Again, it's 45-7. Wetumpka leads it on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season. Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Come on, come to call you.
It's the 2025 Model Year
all-year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
Before we wrap up the City of Wetumpka halftime show and get ready for third quarter action between the Indians and the Bulldogs, it's 45-7 after the first 16 minutes, and we've got 16 minutes left to go. Already a double-double for Lexi Smith, like we mentioned. She's got a shot to turn it into a triple-double, potentially, if she keeps at the pace that she is currently holding. And Wetumpka has not been this dominant in any game so far. They did beat Elmore County 63-13, but the lead was not this much at halftime. Right now it's sitting at 45-7. After this first half, again, a 63-13 final against Elmore County last week. I guess it was Thursday. And in that game at halftime, it was 30-7. So Wetumpka has up themselves now with a 45-7 advantage. Indians will have possession to start the second half of play. And with it is Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey passing to Richardson. Back to Humphrey again. Now Culpepper. She'll look to the near corner. Maya Richardson will pull a three that misses. Rebound from Humphrey as she kicks back out. Culpepper pulls another three, and finally Wetumpka cashes in a three-pointer. Big shot from Layla Culpepper, 48-7 Indians.
Yeah, and that was a huge find, too, from Aaliyah Humphrey. She got that rebound and then turned out, saw Layla Culpepper sitting right there at the wing and just fired a shot right to her.
Ja'Kayla Upshaw passes to Seaman up top. Back to Upshaw again, standing at the logo. She'll give now to Tyus. No one can penetrate inside the arc here, at least for the moment. Janae Williams with it now. She is trapped for the moment, but bounce passes back up top. And now finally pulling a three is Ja'Kayla Upshaw, who misses. We're 1 minute through the third quarter. It's 48-7, Wetumpka. Humphrey will slow everything down for a moment. She'll pass to Culpepper. And back to Humphrey again. Back to the far corner now is Culpepper. She looks inside, finds Queen Ballard, who can't get it to go, and a rebound from A.J. Tyus manages a stop for this Bulldogs defense. Seaman had it for a moment, lost control, and Upshaw picked it up. Now a pass over to Tyus, who picked it up, but she was standing on the half-court line and is called for a backcourt violation.
And that's something you just really can't afford to have if the Marbury Bulldogs really just trying to get back into this one, and that turnover is just a costly one, just a little bit of a mental error there.
Maya Richardson passing inside. Now it'll go to Queen Ballard, who is right under the basket and didn't take a lot of effort for that one. She gets it to go, and she's got nine now. Marbury almost couldn't get it inbounds. They didn't have anybody back there to get the inbound and almost ran out of the 5 seconds. Finally, they're back across court here with Ja'Kyla Upshaw, who is trapped in a corner here and facing a lot of trouble. A foul is going to be called instead. That'll bail her out as Maya Richardson is called. Well, she was in a lot of trouble. Richardson and Culpepper both were right on her there, and eventually I guess the contact got a little bit too much. Marbury still with possession. Upshaw will bounce pass one to the top of the key. Now a pass deflected over to Zoe Alexander. And Tyus giving back to Alexander again, who is facing trouble. She has a pass deflected going to Seaman. Upshaw picks it up. She'll try and drive in, kick out. Alexander pulls a three that misses well off. And Wetumpka now racing back down. Aaliyah Humphrey will try and go coast to coast. She has her shot attempt deflected and out of bounds. And possession remains with Wetumpka. Humphrey inbounding from the baseline. She'll get one over her head that goes to Queen Ballard. And she immediately catches and shoots a short jumper. And it's 52-7 after the make.
And double digits now for Queen Ballard. And might be in the double-double total again. She has had a double-double in all three of the games last week and is certainly on pace to do it again here tonight.
And hers a little more standard than Lexi Smith. She'll get it off of rebounds as opposed to steals. Marbury now will pull a long two from the up top. That was Caden Seaman who missed. And now a wide-open Layla Culpepper under the basket as she gets it to go. Essentially cherry-picked that one as she makes it 54-7 with 4:40 left in the third quarter.
And the Indians have just had about basically whatever they wanted on offense here tonight.
Pulling a three now is Tyus as it bounces off the rim there, no good. Culpepper got the rebound and will give to Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey backing off now. A 47-point advantage for this Indians team. Pass over to Richardson. She drives inside and just jelly rolls one in. Second bucket of the night for Maya Richardson. Marbury in trouble again, just trying to get to double-digit points right now as a pass to Ja'Kyla Upshaw deflected and out of bounds. 3:54 left in the third quarter. We have not moved to a running clock just yet, despite what is now a 49-point advantage for the black and gold. An inbound attempt there from Upshaw is well short of her intended target of Tyus. Wetumpka steals it away. Lexi Smith will pull a three and overshoots it. She tries to go for a rebound and is just knocked out of bounds. Goodness gracious. No foul called. Upshaw tries to go coast to coast. She'll go in, and a charge is called.
And it worked out for Layla Culpepper. That time you saw her draw the block, unfortunately, earlier in that first half. But good job of getting her feet set there. Just stood and took it like a champ.
Certainly the right call. The ref was ready to call it for the block. And instead, it goes as a charge. 3:30 left in this third quarter. Aaliyah Humphrey looking for someone here. She'll have it deflected for a moment. Wetumpka does pick it back up. Culpepper with it. Now a three from Richardson that won't go. Rebound effort from Lexi Smith, who realizes it was last touched by Seaman and lets it go out of bounds. Wetumpka basketball here. Easy inbound and an easy shot attempt there from Logan Banks as she makes it.
Banks also in double digits now. That's three Indians in double figures here in this one.
Yeah, Banks was just standing there by herself in the paint and making it 58-7 now with 3 minutes left in the third. Air ball three-pointer from Caden Seaman gives possession back to Wetumpka. Indians will sub here. Lillian Welburn will come in the place of Aaliyah Humphrey. Queen Ballard entering as well as Logan Banks exits. On the floor as well, Layla Culpepper, Lexi Smith, and Maya Richardson. Richardson slowly bringing it up. She'll pass to Welburn. Now up top, a long two attempt there from Queen Ballard misses. And she's all smiles. Not her usual shot attempt there from that far out. And I think the Indians are having a little bit of fun with it right now as the three-pointer is missed by Ja'Kyla Upshaw, and the Indians come back down the court here with Culpepper. She'll pass one to Lillian Welburn, who pulls a three. It's off the front of the rim from the far corner. And Wetumpka somehow able to come in there and steal it away. It was Lexi Smith again as a foul is called, I believe, against Marbury. Yeah, foul goes against Caden Seaman. Seaman's first foul of the night. Wetumpka still has possession here. 2:15 left in the third.
Hey, man, going back to that Queen Ballard shot, I think that is the farthest I've ever seen her shoot a ball so far this season.
Inbound was deflected here as Welburn tried to get it in, and Marbury able to come away with a forced turnover there. Tyus now will pull a three from the near corner that misses, and Maya Richardson gets the board, trying to race down, pass to Smith. Smith goes up for one that won't go. A lot of contact, but no foul as Ballard gets the rebound and the putback and gets it to go. Timeout called by Coach Winchester. It's 60-7 as Wetumpka holding that lead now at 53 points. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Make sure to stay tuned after the conclusion of this one. We've got one more quarter of play here in just a few moments for the girls, but then the boys will tip off about 10 minutes after the conclusion of this one. In between that, we'll talk with Coach Winchester, and then we'll also talk with head coach of the boys' team, Stephen Thomas, as we'll get ready for the tip-off of that one, which I expect to be a little bit more of a tight contest between the two. Marbury called for a turnover here as Ja'Kyla Upshaw had it, never took a dribble, and there's no shot clock in high school basketball, but there is a rule that you do have to dribble the ball. And Upshaw called for it there after standing for 10 seconds without dribbling. Passing over to Zaria Peak. Now Queen Ballard under the basket again will miss. Welburn with a hopping rebound. Lexi Smith gets a pass now. She looks inside for Logan Banks, who goes up and misses. Ballard with another rebound and a putback that goes and the foul.
And again, Queen Ballard doing what she does best, grabbing an offensive rebound and putting it right back in and drawing the foul call on it as well.
Second time tonight that Ballard has had an and one play. Took advantage of the free throw on the first effort there at the early portion of this game. And now she will get a friendly bounce there that goes to make it 63-7. Ballard 2-for-2 from the line.
Yeah, and both of those and one opportunities coming off of an offensive rebound here. Just Queen Ballard doing what Queen Ballard does.
1:15 left in the third quarter. It's 62-7. A.J. Tyus will drive in for Marbury down the baseline, and she manages to get one off the glass. 4 points now for Tyus out of the nine that Marbury has. Wetumpka brought it up court. Zaria Peak had it. A whistle was blown here. I'm a bit lost on what the purpose of the whistle was for. There may have been a foul off the ball. Lexi Smith inbounds and we reset. Zaria gives to Smith. Smith to the near corner now with Merkerson. She'll pass to Welburn. Now up top. Looks back inside again to Welburn, who gets a bucket to go.
Much to the delight of the Wetumpka fans. You can hear them there in the background as this student section starts to fill out a little bit more.
Merkerson will pick off a pass attempt to Tyus. She'll try and drive down. Had it stolen away as Upshaw poked it out, and then Andrea Smith was able to pick it up. Upshaw tried to drive all the way down. She lost it, and Wetumpka able to steal it away again. Zaria Peak passing to Lexi Smith under the basket. Easily lays that one in as well. Have yourself a night, Lexi Smith. At this point, she's got 12. Third quarter comes to a close there, and it is 67-9 after the first three quarters of play. We've got one more quarter of this girls' matchup coming your way in just a few moments on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. 67-9, the score as we enter the fourth quarter of play. Wetumpka immediately will force a turnover here as Maya Richardson will try and drive down but misses the lay. It goes out of bounds in favor of the black and gold. An action-packed first 12 seconds of what has been something of a dull matchup. 67-9 is the score right now as Wetumpka has continued to excel in this one. Richardson giving back up top to Zaria Peak. And now Richardson with it again. Richardson drives inside. She'll go up and lay it underhand off the glass. And she's got 6 points now so far. 69-9. A 60-point advantage for Wetumpka.
Man, after that Elmore County game, I did not think that this Indians team would be able to one-up that victory, but it seems like they are well on pace to do so tonight. Just a dominant performance here from the Lady Indians.
Zoe Alexander handed to Tyus, who gives to Andrea Smith. Now a pass over to Zoe Alexander up top, who just loses it. Now Zaria Peak picks it up. She'll try and drive down, but can't make the lay either. And Marbury comes away with the rebound. Clock is rolling continuously at this point with 6:30 to go. Marbury just had a turnover as the entire bench will come onto the floor. And the rest of the Indians will come off now. Completely different look for this Indians team. Charlisa Gibbs inbounding for Wetumpka. Macy Browse on the court along with Kai Dillard. Izzy Harwell out there as well, along with Madison McDade. Gibbs goes to the near corner to McDade. And a pass back up top to Browse. Top of the key now with Kai Dillard. She gives back to Browse again, looking inside. Browse once more. She'll pull a three. That goes. What a shot from Browse. And the crowd roars. 72-9. But you'd think it was a tight one here after that made three from Macy Browse. Marbury loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. And Wetumpka has possession again. 5:30 to go in the fourth quarter.
And that was the loudest I had heard the student section all night after that three from Browse. They love it when the bench players get in and especially make those minutes meaningful.
Gibbs will try and pull one. It was deflected. And Marbury able to come away with it for a moment, but they just cannot get these passes to go as had one of the Bulldogs lose control of it. It went out of bounds, but it was last touched by an Indian who tried to pick it up. Believe that was Browse, who was trying to scoop it. Down to the last 5 minutes of this one, 72-9. A three-pointer here from Alexander misses. Rebound from Peak, who races down court. Or check that. That's Gibbs, who goes up and lays it in. 74-9, Wetumpka. Upshaw with it for the Bulldogs. Has it ripped away, but a foul is called first. That goes against Kai Dillard.
And now that is 10 Indians that have scored a point here tonight. Just about everybody getting involved in one way or another from this Lady Indians team.
Remarkable night for the Black and Gold, as they're certainly going to be continuing what will now become a four-game winning streak. As we're now down to the last 4 minutes of play. Indians have Prattville on the road on Thursday as Marbury pulls a three with Tyus that misses. They're fighting for the rebound. Goes out of bounds in favor of Marbury. They'll have Prattville on Thursday and then Tallahassee on Friday night. Both of those on the road. Next time the Indians are back home is against Ben Russell on December 19th. Two more games that certainly feel winnable for this Indians team. Prattville may be tough, but they just handled Tallahassee a week ago. Three-pointer is missed by Upshaw. And Wetumpka brings it back up, trying to see who else can get involved in what has been an all-hands-on-deck kind of night. Now with it is Browse. She'll drive in, pass over to Harwell, who can't make a bucket. She does draw the foul, though, with 3 minutes to play.
And Harwell, without a point, she's got a chance to make it 11 for the Indians that have scored in this contest. Not expect the gym to erupt if she makes one of these.
First free throw from Harwell. A little bit too much on it. No good. Clock still rolling. We're down to just about 2.5 minutes left. Second free throw from Harwell. No good as well. Saved, though, by Merkerson. And Wetumpka still cannot come up with anything out of all that. They'll pass outside. Three-pointer here from Kai Dillard. Cashes in. Well, the one weakness of this Indians team tonight has probably been the three-point struggles. And the bench players have come out here and said, here, watch this.
And maybe the starters need to take a few minutes here, or a few notes here from the bench players. They've been shooting the ball really well.
77-9 is the score in favor of Wetumpka. We're down to 2:12. Clock did stop here for just a moment. They'll now resume. They had been on a running clock for all of this quarter, but I guess they, for some reason, had to stop it there. Right at 2 minutes to play now. Marbury still looking to get into double digits here with Zoe Alexander. She passes to Upshaw. Upshaw pulls a three that won't cash. And a rebound there from Izzy Harwell. Dillard for Wetumpka getting it up court with 1:45 to play. She picks up her dribble. Finds a pass there with Merkerson. Merkerson can't make her first effort. Can't make the second. A rebound from Kai Dillard, who goes outside. Now she'll drive back in, try and hook shot one from under the basket that won't have a chance either. It was deflected and blocked. And now Janae Williams, coast to coast, is called for the travel. 1:15 left now, and it's 77-9.
You know, coming into this game, I did not think that it was remotely likely that the Indians would somehow increase their average margin of victory, but they have done so by a significant margin tonight. These last four games here for the Lady Indians have just been absolute masterclasses from start to finish.
Izzy Harwell lost the pass that came to her, went out of bounds, and Marbury has possession again. Zoe Alexander goes up top. Now back to Alexander. She'll pull a three that misses. Wetumpka with the board here with Jayla Merkerson. 30 seconds left to go. Marbury still looking for double digits, but they've got to stop Wetumpka one more time. Three-pointer from Gibbs. Misses. Here come the Bulldogs. Janae Williams lobbing pass now to Williams. Olivia Williams loses it. It goes out of bounds in favor of Marbury. Clock still rolling. 10 seconds left as Marbury may not get this inbound in time. They are in no hurry. 6 seconds. Now three. Williams just has to get it in. There's the buzzer, and she never even inbounds it. 77-9 is the final score. Wetumpka just demolishes Marbury. 77-9. 9-6 your final score. When we come back, we'll talk with head coach Harriet Winchester about the big win, the fourth in a row for this girls basketball team, and then we'll get ready for tip-off of the men's game here in about 10 minutes. A 77-9 final for the girls on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier. Come to Collier.
Back now after the 77-9 win for the Indians, and we're now joined by head coach Harriet Winchester after the dominating win. Coach, 4 in a row now, and I don't think you can ask for much better than a 77-9 win, don't
you
think?
That's right.
Looking at that one, there's a lot of takeaways, I feel like, but I want to look at Lexi Smith for a second. Double-double on the night, ends up with double digits in both points and steals. What does that say about her play, not only offensively, but defensively tonight?
She's doing what we've been asking her from the get-go. She's one of the quickest players on the team, and she has the IQ, the basketball IQ, to know when to go for the ball, when to anticipate it, and she showed that tonight. I'm glad that she was able to get her confidence tonight with that.
Had a lot of different players involved as well in this one. I think the total count was about 10 different players scoring points tonight. What does that say about this team and how they're able to move the ball around?
This was a perfect game to just build team chemistry and to continue to learn how their teammates play with each other. We got to learn which pass to make, which shot is ours to take, which shot our teammates can take and make. And this is perfect for it.
Coach, congratulations on the win. 77-9, hoping for another one just like this on Thursday.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
That's Coach Harriet Winchester after the dominant win for the girls basketball team over Marbury.